Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank the Lord for yet another moment and the opportunity to speak to the saints today. I pray that the Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I want to talk briefly on what I title offense. And I would pick my reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 6. And it's an altercation that happened between John and Jesus. John was imprisoned. Jesus never visited. He didn't send any of the disciples to pay him a visit or to send food to him. And John was briefly offended by that. He sent someone to Jesus because that was not his expectation for Jesus. He expected that Jesus would be the Prince of Peace, bring about love and unity. You know, his expectation was different from what he could see happening. And we could see from that pages of the scripture that he sent his disciples to question Jesus. Are you the one we should be expecting, or should we be waiting for another? Because we don't see you doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? And Jesus responded and told them what he was doing. He was preaching the gospel to the poor. He was raising the dead, giving sight to the blind. The lame were walking, the lepers were cleansed, and the deaf could hear. And he gave them a very, very lasting instruction, which is, blessed is the person who is not offended in me. That is, I might be a source of offense to many according to the scriptures, but the blessed is that person, who do not see offense in me, despite all that I do. We knew that by that scriptures, John was offended. And we knew that by that scriptures, Jesus was never offended, because he gave back. While the disciples left, he told his own disciples, those listening to him, and he gave a praise of John, told them. And we could see almost similar case and situation when his mother and his brethren came to visit him or call him. I think that's recorded in Matthew 12, verses 46 to 50, I believe. And in that place, they came to visit him and, oh yeah, your mother and your brethren are looking for you. They're outside waiting for you. And he responded, who is my mother? Who is my brethren? These are the people right here before me. They're supposed to be here, but they're not here, right? I believe they got offended by that. One way or the other, they would have, right? And maybe that's one of the reasons why the brethren never believed in his gospel, even until his death, right unto his resurrection. Because struggling did not see what the expectation of him was, not what he was displaying. We get really offended most times because what we have as an expectation does not coincide to what we experience. And that is our major bone of contention. That's our major source of offense in life, in the church, to our brothers, to our sisters. And these are consistently repeated itself, right? We could see in the case of the Canaanite woman, which is in Matthew 15, again, when the woman walked up to Jesus. Jesus was supposed to be the friend of sinners. He was supposed to be the one who has the good word to say, word of comfort, word of encouragement. He was supposed to be the one who has soothing word, right? The woman came, even called him, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. That's Matthew 15, 22, right? And he didn't answer her word because he heard, he didn't answer her word. Like, take a look at it from the perspective of today. Would you not say he's proud? Because your expectation of Jesus would be someone who hears such a thing and be moved with compassion. But when you have an expectation and that expectation is not met, you easily get offended. He did not answer her a word. And when he was going to answer her, He said that it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. In other words, I wouldn't take this meat that I have for the people of Israel and give it to you with a dog. You know, that could have been the straw that would break the camel's back. Why would you call me a dog? I mean, what sort of person are you? I thought you are a compassionate person. You know, you're not even calling, it's a woman you are calling a dog. But something happened this time around. The woman didn't come with an expectation to be respected. She didn't come with an expectation to be regarded. She didn't come with an expectation to be lifted. The expectation was simple. It is that my daughter should be healed. So, regardless of what Jesus said, she never cared. The expectation was, my daughter should be healed. And she returned and she spoke back to Christ. Oh, yes, I know. But even dogs, they eat out of the crumbs that falls from their master's table. Jesus was moved with that. Because that is a man that is broken, that does not care about status, about position. We don't know who that Canaanite woman was. Let's look at our lives. We come to the Lord with an expectation. We come to the Church of Christ with an expectation. And that expectation is different from what we should really be seeking for. And therefore, when that expectation is not met, we are easily offended. You come to church expecting that your brother will treat you in a certain way, that your sister will treat you in a certain way. And when that doesn't happen, you get easily offended. But the main purpose why you should come to the Lord is that you should be able to eat from the table. Eating from the table of the Lord and being fully filled up to the brim. That should be the primary purpose. Not for status filling, not for anything at all. Not for anything at all. And we see, as is recorded in Matthew 13, why we get easily offended, right? Matthew 13, verse 20 to 21, he said, "But he that received the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it." And that is a case of many of us. We hear the word, we receive it. But the word is not priority. It is not priority to us. Yet, he had no root in himself. But that is to say, what fills the table of his heart is not the word. What is filling that table is different entirely. So which means the word has no root in him. So he only endures for a while. And when tribulation comes, when persecution comes, because of the word, by and by he is offended. By and by he let go. By and by he feels, oh no, I can't take this anymore. Why would this brother talk to me like this? Why would this sister talk to me like this? Why is the pastor behaving like this? Why is that person doing this? Why is this person doing this? Oh, this person, they are always like this, right? By and by, we get offended, right? And that's simply because the priority, the thing that fills the table of our heart, the thing that is in the root of our heart, is not that word. It's not that word. The experience of Christ is a clear indication that you would always see offense every single time. In most unlikely places, in even likely places, alike, there would always be an offense thrown at you by your brother, by your sister. All of these things is to make you grow, is to make you more resilient. And when you take those offense and it becomes a stone that pushes you away from the route, on this route of God, this gospel that we're in, then it means you have a misplaced priority. But when you allow those offense build you, make you more resilient to the point where you are able to grow above that, then that is a sign that you are not stagnant. You are not in a single place. You're not weighed down by a burden, because offense itself is a burden you put upon yourself. You're not staying in a single place. Amen. I'm not sure who this is for, but I know that it speaks to the heart of someone who is greatly offended. And I ask the Lord that you be relieved from such a huge burden, and that the Lord would help you to overcome and to come back into the place of forgiveness. I pray that the Lord bless every one of you as you listen and as you make an adjustment in your heart today. It also greatly speaks to me as a person, because this day, offense is something we see everywhere. Right after COVID, a lot of people became quite offended with even going to church, right? And, you know, they've been at home for over 2 years. And therefore, we start getting offended by little things when we come to church. And many people have decided not to even go to church at all, just to join online services, right? Because of offense. So I pray that the Lord would help, that your life would be transformed, that you would have a highly prioritized life. That is to say, you will prioritize the word of God above any other expectations, above the reactions of your brethren, above the reactions of your sister, of your brother. They are not your enemy. It is Satan who is our enemy, and he has been overcome. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray the Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.